Yeah, this one has to do with reservations. And, you know, reservations are the bane of the restaurant industry, largely because a great segment of the population doesn't really take them seriously, you know. Mm-hmm. They'll make 7 reservations in 8 different restaurants for 9 different times. And then when they all get in the car to go, they decide where they want to go, you know, and they leave everybody else hanging. So anyways, a woman calls them, and I happen to answer the phone, which almost never happens, you know. So it's God's way of telling me that I should have been doing something productive, you know.
Yes.
This woman goes, "How the hell am I supposed to eat at 9:30?
This is the way she begins the
conversation? Not hello, not, this is Mrs. So. How the hell am I supposed to eat at 9:30? I don't know, just use the fork, I would imagine. I don't know what to say, right? So I'm like, what's the problem? I have a reservation at 9:30, it's ridiculous, I can't eat at 9:30. I have to change my reservation. So I said, well, okay, what's your name? I said, all right, why don't we do this? Why don't we start with your current alias, and then we'll work back to all of the people that you've pretended to be for the last 5 years.
All these years.
Now, the problem is they do this, and they don't want to be caught no-showing because the open table will throw them off.
Oh,
and they get
okay.
reward points and all this stuff, so they don't want to really get busted. So she's trying to change this thing. And I eat in all your restaurants all the time. You know, I eat in Blackstone, I eat in Insignia, and the whole thing, I'm like... ma'am, I don't own Blackstone and Signet. Yes, you do. Don't tell me you don't own it. I know what's going on in restaurant. You have Blackstone and Rare. I said, are you calling Insignia?
Yeah.
She goes, why, who's this? I said, this is Jewel. She goes, oh, could I make a reservation for 7:30 on Saturday night? I said, all I have is 10 o'clock. Click. Hangs up the phone. She didn't even know who she's calling.
That a boy.
And it's so funny to watch these people operate because they get themselves so twisted up with, I don't remember what name, what time, what restaurant I have, you know.
Right.
And you know they're not going to call and cancel. This is the whole notion. This is why we overbook. I feel like American Airlines. I mean,